Think back to the first time you played a sport. Maybe it was a soccer ball in the park, a basketball hoop on a garage, or just running around with your friends until it got dark. Now, imagine being told you couldn't play. Not because you didn't love it, not because you weren't good enough, but because your family couldn't afford it, or your neighborhood simply didn't have a place to play. We grew up hearing that sports are the ultimate equalizer, that talent and hard work are all that matter. But in 2026, that's becoming more of a myth than a reality. Because today, the level playing field, it's not level, it's tilted. Access to sports is increasingly determined by three things: your money, your zip code, and your identity. My name is Mallory Bell, and this is The Southland Divide. Let's start with the biggest barrier, money. Youth sports today aren't just games, they're a business. A massive one at that. We're talking about a global industry worth billions, with the U.S. sports market alone valued at over $40 billion. What used to be a $20 rec league is now thousands of dollars a year. Let's break that down. According to research from Good Sports, if you're a middle school baseball player today, a bat can cost up to $500. A glove, around $150. Travel team fees, easily $1,500 per person. Hotels for weekend tournaments, another $600. That's over $2,500 just to play, and that's considered normal. This is the pay-to-play system, and it's the primary gatekeeper of youth sports. If your family can't afford it, you don't just fall behind, you're out. In fact, a study cited by the American Academy of Pediatrics shows that around 70% of kids quit organized sports by the age of 13. The biggest reason? It stops being fun, and it starts becoming a financial burden. As author Tom Fari and the Aspen Institute often point out, we're no longer finding the best athletes, we're finding the most resourced ones. But money isn't the only barrier. Even if you can afford to play, you still need a place to play. This is where zip code comes in. In wealthier areas, you'll find turf fields and well-lit courts. But in many rural and underfunded communities, facilities are run down, broken, and privatized. Then there's a gender gap. While participation is rising, a significant disparity remains. According to the National Federation of State High School Associations, there are still about 1.2 million fewer roster spots for girls than for boys at the high school level. Furthermore, girls in high-poverty urban communities drop out of sports at twice the rate of girls in suburban neighborhoods. The lack of visibility and opportunity sends a loud message. This space, it's not for you. There's another issue shaping sports today: early specialization. Kids as young as 8 are being pushed to pick one sport and stick with it year-round. Why? To stay competitive. But according to Dr. Nero and researchers at Emory Healthcare, this leads to two major crises. The first one being physical injury. Year-round repetition on growing bodies leads to a massive spike in overuse injuries, like stress fractures and ACL tears. The second one being mental burnout. When a game feels like a 40-hour a week career path rather than a childhood experience, kids lose motivation and then they quit. So, can youth sports be fixed so they're for everyone and not just for the haves? The answer is yes, but it requires a shift from private profit back to public good. Some organizations are already leading that way. For example, Good Sports distributed nearly $100 million in equipment to high-need communities to offset those $500 bat fees. Every Kid Sports, they provide passes, scholarships, that cover registration fees for children from low-income families. And the Aspen Institute Project Play, they work with cities to rebuild play deserts and encourage sports sampling instead of early specialization. Communities can help by bringing back low-cost rec leagues, opening school gyms for free play, and prioritizing public access over private tournament complexes, because sports shouldn't be a luxury, they should be a public good, like libraries or education. Next time you watch a game, take a second to look around, not just at who's playing, but who isn't. Behind every empty spot on the bench might be a kid who never got the chance to start. And that is a real story of sports today. Thanks for listening to The Sideline Divide.